You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, time now to look at the stories from the continent. Crystal, a very good morning to you. So here's the thing. There's, of course, a boost that the continent could get from its youth population. But according to the African Governance Report by the Mo Ibrahim Index, that is being squandered. And they generally tend to be, what's the word, restrained. And so when they are this upfront about what they are seeing, you've got to take them seriously.
Absolutely. Good morning, Bongani. So, of course, the index says that governance on the continent is slowly improving, but of course, it's this huge, huge youth bulge that is seriously worrying, because he said young people needed hope and opportunities, and leaders simply need to speed up this job creation. Africa's youth population is expected to grow about almost 30% over the next 10 years. And the index says business and government is really not keeping up with this. Of course, the index looks at all aspects of governance, Bongani, in terms of education, in terms of unemployment, and also just what's happening on the ground. And so we do see that some countries have, of course, done quite well. And those countries are, for instance, the Ivory Coast, Kenya, and Morocco. And then, of course, we look at the top five countries from Ghana, and it remains, of course, Mauritius, the Seychelles, Namibia, and Botswana. So my critique of this is that it's always the smaller countries and, of course, it's smaller populations. So they do have some sense of control, I think, over issues around education, governance, etc. And so that's always my critique of this index that comes out every year. It's been coming since 2007, giving us an indication of what's happening on the ground. And it's really in-depth. I mean, I went through the report from Ghana. It really looks at all aspects, and the data is quite accurate. But, of course, I think we look at countries like Somalia, South Sudan, and Libya. They've really experienced decline and are at the lowest end of this index in terms of governance and other issues, Bongani.
To Angola we go. João Lourenço looking for UN support in fighting corruption.
Yes, we asked the UN to help fight corruption, and specifically the Attorney General's office is dealing with all the corruption cases. Now, last month, the MPLA leader, where he was confirmed as the leader of the ruling party, he pledged to fight corruption, nepotism, and he said this was the country's top enemies, and it's also compromising investor confidence. We know, of course, that he's been busy dismantling the Dos Santos power base that ruled the country for over four decades and trying to just recoup money. So we're looking at the Angolan government says there's about $30 billion that belongs to the country and was deposited abroad, and they want that money back. So already we see the foreign minister is engaging with the U.S. State Department to repatriate the stolen money and also support the country's reforms. Meanwhile, the head of the Eduardo dos Santos Foundation has been arrested over alleged misappropriation of about also millions of dollars. We always talk about millions here, Bongani, because it's quite a bit of money. And so now we see that the country is really struggling with its own foreign and domestic debt, looking at about $80 billion. And this is despite that it's an oil producer and Africa's third largest economy, Bongani. So they want that $80 billion money back that was stolen from their coffers during the Dos Santos reign.
All right, we'll leave it there with Crystal Alderson and this morning's Africa Report.